I would encourage you to open your Bibles this evening if you'd like to follow along in our reading to the book of Psalms. We'll be reading from Psalms chapter 116. Psalms chapter 116. Before we read those verses concerning giving thanks to God, I want to say that we don't have a bulletin today, a church bulletin, and may not have one for the next few weeks because most people don't want to handle a lot of paperwork, so we're just refraining from that. But due to that fact, I failed to tell Alan about a couple of things. And number one, we'd appreciate if you keep my wife in your prayers. She goes to a cardiologist tomorrow in Birmingham. And also Jason will be going in a few weeks after that to the gastroenterologist to have his light put down, be put to sleep, check out that situation there. So please remember both of them in your prayers as we remember each other in our prayers, as Alan mentioned and as was mentioned in Jan's prayer. But we need to be thankful, as we always are, and over the last few weeks, I'm sure that some of you have noticed that we don't grow apart when we're not together, but it seems like we grow closer because we miss each other. And every now and then you notice that there's some calling to check on certain ones. There's ones that are some that are calling to check on some of the older people. There's some who have gone and taken things to some of the older members that... And by older members, I do say older members, it's getting on up close to the century mark. And we're thankful for that. But on an everyday basis, as we've been living our lives, it's so easy to take things for granted. But when something like coronavirus comes around and we're separated, we're in our homes, we're not around our brothers and sisters in Christ, but we are close to our own family members, and that's a good thing. But one thing I can say about the brethren and sisters at Beulah, we've not lost touch with each other. We've kept up with each other through text and through phone calls and actually a few face-to-face visits. There's been a few visits where people sit out outside in the yard and practice social distancing and talk to each other. And so we have so many things to be thankful for. But as the old saying goes, sometimes we're not thankful for what we have until it's taken away. Or until we just don't have access to it. And so, I know we're thankful to be here tonight to worship God, to sing and to pray and to be with each other in this gathering like this to worship God and to be edified by the Word of God. There's so many things that we take for granted, at least I do, and have taken for granted perhaps my whole life. And if we stop and take an account of who we are and what we've had, and the things we've enjoyed and our many blessings, then we'll spend a lot of time from now on, thanking God for the blessings that we have had and that we do have. And so we don't want to let things that come our way that may be disappointing or troubling, take away our remembrance of who God is and who we are and how we're thankful we need to be every day for the blessings that God bestows upon us and has given us in the past and continues to give us today. So let's read from Psalms chapter 116. Psalms 116 beginning in verse 1. It says, I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications, because He has inclined His ear to me. Therefore I will call upon Him as long as I live. The pains of death surrounded me and the pains of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low and He saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore, I spoke. I am greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all His people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Verse 18 and 19 says, I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all His people in the courts of the Lord's house in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. As a psalmist praised God for the blessings that God had given to him, for the protection that God had bestowed upon him, and for his understanding that he needed to lean on God, today these verses can help us. Verse 12 says, what shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me? So, how thankful am I as a person? How thankful am I as a man, as a husband, as a father, as a grandparent? How thankful am I as a brother who has brothers and sisters in Christ for those brethren and sisters that are part of God's family with me? How thankful am I for the food and clothing and shelter that I have on a daily basis? How thankful am I for those things that God gives on a from day to day, such as the rain and the sunshine and the food we eat? We ought to be thankful to God and every day remember who we are and where our blessings come from. But in Psalms chapter 116, the psalmist says more than the fact that he is thankful to God, but he points out the fact that because God is who He is, and we are who we are, and that God gives us so many things, that we don't need to forget our responsibility to God to pay our due back to Him, to do all we can to show Him for how thankful we are for our food and clothing and shelter, for our health, for our families, for our brothers and sisters in Christ, for all the spiritual blessings. We need to show that and be willing then to sacrifice and give to God with our time, with our abilities, with our effort, with our whole heart. Look at verse 17 again of Psalms chapter 116. He says, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I believe truly that everyone that's in the building tonight is very thankful for the blessings you have. We have so many things to be thankful for. But as we are thankful, and as we pray to God in the morning and in the evening and throughout the day, whenever we bow our heads to God and give Him thanks for all of our blessings, are we offering up to God sacrifice in our own life by giving back to God? I mentioned this morning that in a few weeks we'll be starting a study concerning being good stewards. Stewardship. That we are stewards. We have responsibility. There's things been putting in our hands and our responsibility to take care of, that we have responsibilities for and things to do in this life in order to please God, in order to fulfill our duties toward ourselves and toward others. So then, are we giving back to God with our time and our effort and our abilities and our talents? Are we thankful? Are we showing our thanks by the life that we live? In Psalm chapter 92 and verse 1, again the psalmist said, it is good to give thanks unto the Lord. So giving thanks is a good thing. Giving thanks to God for the things that we have. Giving thanks to God for the things that He bestows upon us. In Psalms 95 and verse 2, it says, let us come before the Lord, before the presence of the Lord with what? Let us come before the presence of the Lord with thanksgiving. So today we are thankful to be back in the services in this building, to be able to sing and pray, observe the Lord's Supper, lay by in store, to study the Word of God, and to be uplifted and edified by one another. Let us then come before the presence of the Lord with thanksgiving. In Psalms 100 and verse 4, the psalmist said, enter into His gates with what? With thanksgiving. And over in the New Testament, it wasn't just the Old Testament that talks about giving thanks to God, but in the New Testament, time and again, Jesus thanked God for what He had. The apostles and other writers in the New Testament emphasized to Christians that we ought to be thankful. We have examples of where Christians gave thanks to God in their life for their personal thanks and for their thanks for the church and their thanks for one another. Over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, Paul said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So I know this evening that you are thankful for the blessings you have, and I'm thankful for the blessings I have, but are we showing God, our Creator, are we showing the Lord who died and shed His blood for us, are we showing Him our thanks by our actions? Are we offering up thanksgiving unto Him? Are we offering up sacrifice to God as we should with our time and our abilities and with our continued faith in God? So, we ought to give thanks. And if I'm going to give thanks and you need to give thanks, the Bible tells us how we ought to be giving thanks. We need to give thanks. I need to give thanks and you need to give thanks. According to Psalms 138 in verse 1, we need to be thankful and give thanks with all our heart. In Psalms 138 in verse 1, he says there, I will give thee thanks with all my heart. It's one thing to say some words of thanks or to quote a prayer or to say a prayer, but it's another thing to say it with meaning. To say it with true meaning, with real thanksgiving, with real intent from the hearts of appreciating what we have from the heart. Giving thanks from the heart with all our heart and all our heart without hesitation. Praying to God who's our Creator and to not be ashamed. Look if you will to Psalms chapter 111. If you're still in your Bible in the book of Psalms, turn back to Psalms 111 and verse 1. Psalms 111 and verse 1, he says, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. So we can praise the Lord with our fruit of our lips by singing, and we can give praise to the Lord in prayer by offering up thanksgiving to Him also. So we need to be thankful with all of our heart. Don't hesitate to pray to God and don't be ashamed. Look over to Psalms chapter 35 and verse 18. In Psalms 35 and verse 18, we see that, again, he says, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. So giving of thanks. The Psalms is filled with verses that exemplify to us that giving to thanks to God is something that those who believe in God will do. So we also need to give thanks then, not only with all our heart, without hesitation and without any shame, and do it with faith. But we ought to have an attitude of faith every day in believing in our Creator and God to whom we are giving thanks. Over in the book of Psalms, chapter 138 and verse 3, we understand that when we pray, what is it we know? We know that God hears our prayers. He hears the prayers of the righteous. He hears the prayers of His children. So we pray knowing in faith that God hears our prayers. And then we also pray in an humble manner. Pray with humility. Psalms chapter 138 and verse 6 talks about the attitude that we ought to have when we pray. An humble prayer. Over in Luke chapter 18. Turn over there if you will in the New Testament. And let's look just at a few verses. Most of you know, could probably quote these verses. But Luke chapter 18 teaches us in some of the things that Jesus was teaching concerning attitude and humility, that certainly we need to be humble and we have an attitude of humility when we pray to God. Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 9 and going through verse 14. Verse 9 says of Luke chapter 18, also he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Notice the contrast between the two attitudes. One was humble, one was haughty. One felt like he was so much better, and he said he was glad he wasn't like all these other people. The one man was very humble, wouldn't even raise his eyes up to heaven. He had humility when he gave thanks to God. He was humble when he prayed to God. He beat his breast saying, verse 13, God be merciful to me. So which one was God pleased with? The one who offered up a prayer to God with a haughty attitude, or the one who was humble in his adoration and praise to God and his thankfulness to God? Well, verse 14 of Luke 18 tells us, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. That is, the one that was humble. the one who would not even so much as raise his eyes up to heaven. This man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So we need to give thanks to God with faith, in humility, believing God with all our heart, and don't be ashamed. Understand that God will hear us, and we will be blessed by the fact that we're talking to Him and offering up our thanks to God. Well, there's many reasons to give thanks to God. You have your reasons and I have my reasons, but in essence, we all have the same reasons for giving thanks to God. We should give thanks to God because of His goodness and His mercy and His grace that He has bestowed upon us and His protection that He has provided for us. Look with me, if you will, back to the book of Psalms, chapter 138, and let's read just a couple of verses. Psalms 138, and we'll go down to verses 7 and 8. He says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands." So God is merciful to us. We need to be thankful for His goodness and His mercy and His grace. And it is God's will then that His children, those who are baptized believers in Christ, those who belong to Him, those who are in the family of God, it is His will that we would pray and offer up thanks to Him. Look to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. There in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, Paul says, "In everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." So being thankful. And over the last few weeks, I've had some time, and perhaps you've had the time, to think about what it is we need to be thankful for. And we may have thought about things that we're thankful for that we hadn't thought about being thankful for them in a long time because of the situation we've been in. Thankfulness. Sometimes we forget how many blessings are on us every day until we miss certain things, such as being able to gather together to worship, being able to come together and break the bread and drink the fruit of the vine and give thanks to God for His Son, and to study His Word and discuss God's Word in a Bible class together as we did this morning from the book of Revelation. We don't need to forget about these things and thank God for all the things that we have, for our freedom and the blessings. So giving thanks is a good thing. Again, Psalms chapter 92 and verse 1, it is good to give thanks unto the Lord. And so look to Psalms chapter 140 and verse 13, and we see that giving thanks is something that the people who believe in God will do. The righteous will give thanks to God. Over in John chapter 11, turn over there if you will to the New Testament. John chapter 11, and we'll look at verse 41. John 11 and verse 41, we see that Jesus set the example of giving thanks to God. John 11 and verse 41, He says, "Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up His eyes and said, 'Father, I thank You that You have heard Me.'" Jesus set the example of giving thanks to God. Look back to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 19. Matthew 14 and 19. Again it says, "Then He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass." Now He's just about to feed this multitude of people with the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. Jesus then, He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, He blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So, are we being thankful for the things that we have? Are we careful to remember who God is and who we are? Every day, let's remember to give thanks to God. And I'm sure that if you're any way as I've been the last few weeks, we've thought of more reasons to give thanks to God than perhaps we have in quite some time. And we may have had more reason to pray to God and petition Him for certain things than we may have thought about doing in times gone by. But the sad thing about this is that as a Christian, sometimes when things are going good, sometimes when there's very little adversity, sometimes when we've got jobs and our health's good and our family's doing well and everyone around us is going along and prospering financially and materially and physically, that do we tend to forget where our blessings come from? Do we tend to forget or fail to give God thanks in those good times as often as we would when times are not so good? And this is some things we can learn from Jesus and from the other early Christians and from the psalmist also, to give thanks for God at all, to God for all times, every day, for all that we have. So, as we're offering up our thanks to God and giving thanks to Him, we consider Psalms 116 verses 12 through 19 that we read earlier. It is good then to give thanks to God. It's something we need to continually need to do. So, what do we offer up our sacrifice of thanksgiving to God for? Well, we mentioned spiritual things, physical things, material things, but how do we show it? How do we show it? Well, we show it by living in a way that's acceptable to God's plan for us. We show our thanks by acting in a way that's becoming Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and following His example. We show our thanks to God by letting Christ live in us and let Him be our example that our light may shine before men. That's one way to show our thanks to God, is to be a good example to other people. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16, Jesus talked about the fact that Christians are to be the light of the world, that we are the salt of the earth, that those who would follow Jesus need to let their light so shine before men that they may see your good works and do what then? Glorify your Father which is in heaven. So, we need to show God how thankful we are by being the example that we're supposed to be, by following God, by obeying His Word, by living in a way that's in keeping with His will. We can do that by conforming our lives to the Word of God and living in a way and keeping our minds attuned to the Word, that when we go to work or when we go out in the community or wherever we're at, we're setting an example that others can see in us of thankfulness of heart to God for who we are. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul talks about exemplifying Christ in our life. And he says that as Christians, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Peter follows that up by telling us that we ought to be holy, that we need to be a peculiar people, that are a specific people, that are set apart, and we're different from the world because we're conforming our lives to God and following His will and His way. So one way we do that is being thankful and showing our thankfulness to God for all the blessings that He bestows on us. Well, before we conclude our lesson this evening, let's think about the spiritual blessings that we ought to be thankful for first and foremost. Because after all, I have a soul living in this physical body. Your soul is in that physical body that you're in. Our soul is going to be somewhere forever. The spiritual blessings that God bestows upon us through Christ Jesus, even when we come to Christ and receive those blessings and obey God from the heart, we assure ourselves then of having a home in heaven when this life is over, because God does bless us through Christ Jesus. Over in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, specifically verses 3 and 5 of Ephesians chapter 1, Paul says concerning Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace. So, when we go to God in prayer tonight, when we go to God in prayer tomorrow, let us offer up thanksgiving to Him and thank Him for all the spiritual blessings that He bestows upon us in Christ Jesus, and also thank Him for all the material and physical and financial things, food, clothing, and shelter, and even life itself. For our family and friends and brothers and sisters, for the nation we live in, the peace we have, we could go on and on in ways that we need to be thankful. But spiritual blessings come to God. So we also need to be thankful for God's love toward us, in that He has bestowed His love upon us, that He was willing to give His Son for our sins. Look to Ephesians chapter 2, and let's read just a few verses before we close our lesson this evening. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, we'll read verses 1 through 10. And you He made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, this is verse 4 of Ephesians chapter 2, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He has loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So, we belong to God. He is our Father. His Son is our Savior. We belong to God. Should we give thanks to God every day? Certainly we should. Are we giving thanks to God every day? Hopefully we are. Do we have reason every day to give thanks to Him? Yes, we do. What's our mindset when we give thanks back to God for all the blessings? Let's remember we have a Father that cares. And let's be thankful for what we have. Let's pray and give thanks. And let's never be hesitant to petition Him on behalf of ourselves and on the behalf of others. Pray for others who need our prayers. I need your prayers. We need each other's prayers. Let's never forget that we're God's children, and that's one of the greatest privileges we can have, is to talk to our Father, who is the giver and the sustainer of life. In Him we live and move and have our very being. So, let us be thankful. The lesson is what it is. I hope it will benefit you this evening by reading these verses, and hope we'll go forward today, tonight, tomorrow, and the days ahead, in thanksgiving to God, who is the giver and sustainer of life. We can go to Him in prayer. We can lean on His Word. We can learn His will and obey Him. And by faith, we can serve Him, and heaven will be our home. If you're here this evening and you're not a Christian, and you need to be baptized into Christ, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and you're willing to confess that, and you're willing to repent and be baptized for your sins, then you can do that this evening. Maybe you're here and there's something in your life you need the prayers of the brethren, something you need to correct in a public way. If that is your need and we can help you in that regard, we'll be glad to help you with that. W.A. is going to lead us in the invitation song. Open your books, and if you need to respond, please come at this time.